Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that in the fullness of time you sent your Son to bring us all back to the reality of your love, your purpose, your kingdom. So we thank you, Father God, you united Jew and Gentile, broke down every wall of hostility, and now we can look to you, hear from you, and walk with you, and be that which you made us. I thank you for that wonderful scripture where it says every family in heaven and earth finds a true name in you. And therefore, we need to be strengthened by the Spirit in the inner man so that Christ, the anointing, can dwell in us. Thank you, Lord, that you contain everything and you've got the plan and purpose for every person. And this is what you are opening up so that we can grasp first, just become aware of as you work in us, and then experience the love that supersedes knowledge, because it's reality, it's your working to transform us into your image and likeness, into the image and likeness of that which you have predestined us to have. And so you call us, you justify us, and you glorify us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Reading Ephesians 2, verse 14 and 15. The Messiah has made things up between us, so that we now together on this, both non-Jewish outsiders and Jewish insiders. He tore down the wall we used to keep each other at a distance. He repealed the law code that had become so clogged with fine print and footnotes that it hindered more than it helped. Then he started over. Instead of continuing with two groups of people separated by centuries of animosity and suspicion, he created a new kind of human being, a fresh start for everybody.
Hallelujah. This morning I just woke up with that thought. It's pure scriptural thought that we are God's workmanship in Christ Jesus for good works laid out for us. And then just the pure scriptural reality of how does he do it? Because he says he works through the good for those that love him. He says those that he predestined, he calls, and those he calls, he justifies. Justifies is make right, and you made right in the midst of squeezing. God is there to show you the way of escape so that you can just draw close to him and experience his salvation. He says those that he justifies, he glorifies. So guys, know the goodness of God in every way for each and every person. I prayed this morning for every family, but every family is made up of people so that every person can come to their God and then be the fragrance that God made them to be. But it's inside of this living God that's a reality. He says so beautifully, you know, Jeremiah 23, am I a God near or am I God far away? And then he gives you the answer for that. He says, no one can live secretly because he fills the whole earth and the whole heaven. That's the Lord we are serving, a God that is now bringing all things back to where it should be. And so we should be doing those good works, like the message says. Because we are God's workmanship for good works, we better be doing those good works and staying in the presence of God and drawing from him and growing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.